Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Jody Susan with Self-Care and Susan Essentials. We're a Female Solution. And I am so excited to be here with my new friend, Michelle Frost. And I'm going to add her to the stream. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
So I'm so excited to have you here. And, you know, we have a special day today. You and I are offering something really cool that most people, you know, don't get to experience. And that is to access and find out is that everybody can do it, right?
That's right. Yeah. A lot of times when I speak to people, I tell them what I do or what some gifts are. Just say, it's like, how can you do that? And I typically giggle and say, we can too, if they don't believe me. But then I explain, we all have that innate intuition, and we can't all access the source if we want to. It just takes a little practice, and you probably.
Yes, talk to people about what that might look like because we see all the time. I didn't have the language for it.
Right. Yeah, I did too. As a child, I had an imaginary friend, and I didn't think there was anything weird or strange about that. You know, I mean, I played with her just like I would a human person. And I actually, my parents never, I recall, they never squashed that. They just kind of went along with it. So as a young child, I was just my imagination. A lot of times when, especially like if people are trying to do meditation, there's a lot of online meditations, you know, and sometimes they'll have to visualize them. And what I've learned is you think you're making it up, if you think you're using imagination, you're probably doing it right. Because when you have the intention set for yourself to visualize something, especially at this time of year when we are visualizing our goals for the whole year, we can see ourselves. We get asked that question sometimes in interviews. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, that's using your visionary or your imagination. And it's very, very similar to accessing that line of communication that we have with the divine. And you've probably done it and didn't know that you were doing it just by virtue of opening yourself up to imagination.
Right. And then I think you've mentioned before, like, if you're thinking of someone, right?
These little pings. So, you know, you can call it God, spirit, source, universe, really whatever entity or name that you give it is perfect for you. But we get these little pings, and you might have someone come into your mind, just pop in your mind. You haven't, maybe it's somebody you haven't spoken to in years. I had this happen to me recently where, you know, there was a couple of days where just randomly somebody would pop in my head. And then next thing I know, I receive a message from them. And then next thing I know, there's a post about them on social media. And then I'm thinking, why has this person been on my mind? Why has it been put on my heart? And then eventually I suddenly find out. And we don't always find out why somebody's put on our heart or on our mind. And that's not all for us to understand. Sometimes it's just, you know, maybe picking up the phone. It's a prayer or sending a thought. Maybe it's something that they want to do, and if you're just open to it, to receiving those messages, you might just be surprised to get.
Well, you know, you're so spot on. My husband and I were shopping about a week ago. Well, right after, I think it was right before Christmas, the day before Christmas, at REI, the hiking store.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked in detail with a good friend of his, a long time, I think it's called years. And of course, he called in the day.
Yeah, of course. And so, those that it doesn't happen too often, they're like, oh my gosh, what just happened? But for people that experience the time, it's normal life, right?
Right. And so the thing is that people, I think this, and I, before we, you know, start bringing people to do reading for, which we have Naima here via on Facebook, and they're going to call in for anybody who wants to call in, you know, your spiritual reading, your intuitive guide, you know, let me say 59325, and then no one to speak, your hand would show up as based on the switchboard, and then we'll take in the order that you call in. But I just, you know, I think it's really important to know about our words and speaking. We manifest what we see. And so when you think about, if you are listening, because I feel like there's somebody or someone who about someone and then they call you, right? Know that you are, your energy is very strong and very powerful. So they're going to hear you. So on the same, in the same breath, if you're speaking ill of someone, they're going to hear you. I would say abracadabra, which in Hebrew means you are what you speak.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've all kind of experienced something similar to that. You know, I spoke to this before, where the gut feelings that you get, it may just be the gut feeling that you need to take a different route, you know, wherever you're driving one day. And then you find out, like, oh, well, there was an accident at this time. We've all experienced something like that.
I have something to your really point. Nice to tell you about that.
Please tell me.
Really wild. So let's go back to, this is during my spiritual awakening. So it was 2012, 2013. My best friend growing up, her name is Renee Meltzer. Such a dear, dear person. And the story goes that when we were children, she lived behind me, like the house behind me. So I go down behind my house, walk down the hill, we walk to school together. And so on the way, we did not have lunch at school. And so we would either go to her house for lunch or my house for lunch. And we didn't tell our parents what we had the other day at the other house. So we had Kraft macaroni and cheese every single solitary day. And our lips are sealed. You know, we're not telling anybody because we like our mac and cheese, right? So it was just a joke between her and I, right? And, of course, when we got older, we told parents. And her father recently, within that time frame, had passed, and he was also my doctor. He was an orthopedic surgeon. Funniest man on the planet, amazing, right? So I was in Chicago, she's in Chicago. We're meeting for lunch, and Chicago's the grid. So if you haven't been to Chicago, you know, or if you do have, you know what I'm going to say, but if you haven't been, know that it's set up as a grid, and so if you go down the wrong street, basically you just make a left or a right to get back on the right direction. It's pretty easy. And I was called by spirit. Something told me to go down this other street to meet her for lunch. And I did. And they were handing out samples of macaroni and cheese.
Stop it.
I right now. So I brought her, it wasn't Kraft, it was Stippers.
You've upgraded. You went to the adult version.
Right. Well, actually, I really upgraded. I went to Annie's, which is organic.
Oh, but, yes. No, I love Annie's.
And so I walked in because I even said to her prior to, I go, should we go get mac and cheese? She goes, yeah, I think we've kind of, you know, you probably can do a little of that. I show up with a cup of warm macaroni and cheese.
She's like, what in the world? How did you do that?
So we can manifest whatever we want. I wanted to have mac and cheese with her. I got it.
Absolutely.
So, let me see if we have
manifestation a ton.
Yeah. Oh, we have a caller call in. This is good.
Great.
Do you want to tell the story first? Should we take a caller and get some questions? No one. And where you're calling from, and then we'll talk. Hi, welcome. And where are you calling from?
Grand Rising, Jody. This is Vieta in Orlando, Florida. A little chilly down here right now, but we're going to be warmer later on today.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing well. My grandchildren went back to school today. I have the whole house to myself. I'm so excited, like a little kid today. No grandchildren for the first time. First time in, like, it's been like 8 or 9 days. They've been in this house every day, and I'm like, and then now they're gone, so I'm going to calm down and get an intuitive reading. Did you say intuitive reading today?
Yeah, so that's where this, because I know you, Vieta, I'm going to have Michelle do your intuitive reading, okay? And Michelle, just to kind of give you an idea of the Queen Sister that is calling it, and you can almost see her in this picture, but this is Vieta Robinson, and she hosts 2 days of the show, which is Friday morning, and Sunday night. So, and I think you talked about the med beds.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
So awesome. So I will let you and Michelle talk, and then I may pipe in, right? So, Vieta, what's your question for Michelle?
Well, I'm in the process of renovating a small house. I had a tiny house on wheels for 5 years, 8 by 16, 120 square feet. But now I'm renovating a little bit. I have 8 more feet that I'm renovating right now. And I'm just getting a little nervous about the funding. Everything is so expensive. And I sold my tiny house, and I only got so much money, and now I'm putting it all into this renovation project that's in my son's backyard. So I'm just, I don't know what question I have. I'm just wondering, sometimes I wonder, is this the right thing to do and whether I'm on the right path to be in my son's house working on this big project for me right now, but yet it's hiding. So I'm just kind of wondering some days whether this is the right thing to do.
Okay. Let me see.
I think doubt creeping in.
Okay. What?
I said doubt keeps creeping in.
Okay.
Yep, I could feel that. As soon as, while you're speaking, I heard the word slow and trust. So the fact that you said you were doubting, it makes perfect sense. And the word flow for me meant two things. It meant go with the flow, and it also was the flow of money. Mm-hmm. I saw two different things where money was involved. Actually, not so much money. The process is going to be halted at times, and that is just by virtue of the fact that, like you were saying, you know, things are more expensive. Supply chains are in a place right now where, you know, it takes longer to get things, and they are more expensive. So the process may take longer than you anticipated, but it will continue to flow. I also see money flowing into you. So I'm here. I heard trust as regard to the money, and don't worry about the money. You know, obviously you want to be mindful of what you're spending. You want to be good steward of what you have and honor what you have. And when you can find, you know, good deals, or if you think something right, trust yourself. If you need to ask questions to the vendors, to the suppliers, to the contractors, don't be afraid to step up and stand in your own power. Ask the questions, because unfortunately, as I'm sure you're aware, people do take advantage of others. And all I'm hearing is, and the process will continue to flow, though there will be some hiccups or roadblocks, if you feel just something stopping for a minute. But I also hear that that's actually a good time for you to reflect and to really trust yourself. There may be some lessons in there, some things that Spirit wants you to learn and take in during those times of what you might feel as stagnation. There are lessons for you if we keep our eyes and ears open. So when those things do come and when they do happen, remember this and don't immediately get frustrated, because that's our human nature. When things aren't going the way we would like or as quickly as we would like, they're saying, just keep your mind and your heart open, all wonderful things. And I'm also hearing that this is a really good time for you and your son and your relationship. So there's going to be some strengthening there. I feel that you already do have a very good relationship with him, but there's going to be even some like really precious mom and son moments that you're going to have. It may even be during those times of stagnation, that's when those are going to pop in too. So just open and willing to take lessons and the blessings as they come.
Yeah, you know, that is so perfect. Thank you so much. It just confirms the positive energy I feel most of the time about this whole process. And you're so right on about my son and I. We have this good relationship, and it just seems to be getting better and better. So thank you so much. And he's even meditating a lot. He's meditating a lot, which is really surprising me. And then he comes out of this meditation every day with just such a very pure and loving attitude. And I asked him if I was going to have to pay rent here. And he said, Mom, I wouldn't do that because I want my children to see the example I'm setting, and hopefully they'll treat me the same way. And I wanted to just cry when I heard that, because it was like, Just as you said, sister, it was so perfect. Thank you.
I want to add to this. When you kind of a word expanding and affirming, you know, what Michelle's already shared, I heard abundance for you. And it wasn't abundance of money, it's abundance of love. Abundance, just huge abundance. This is going to be a year of transformation in your family. And going to this deep level where you strengthen the bonds that you already have. And that it's not only with your children, but your grandchildren. This is a learning time for your grandchildren. Your grandchildren are looking to you to lead and to show them. Are your grandchildren women, girls, or boys?
A girl, 7-year-old girl, 5-year-old boy.
Yeah. So the girl is looking to you to how women are supposed to treat them. She's looking to you to show her the way to lead.
I gotta tell you a funny story about that. That's so true, Jody. She goes to bed with these tight pajamas on, and we had a conversation. And I've been telling her this for a while. I said, your vajayjay needs to breathe, honey. And she's
what?
Like, so I had to explain that last night she got, took the jammies off, put a gown on, and she said, look, Mommy, look, Grandma, no panties. I said, yes. And we hugged and said, that's what you do. And she said, Grandma, I'm going to tell my children, because I was telling her, you have a hole down there, and babies come out, boys have penises. I was explaining, you know, sex education. And she said, when I get my children, I'm going to tell them how wise my grandmother is. And I said, yeah, I have these moments where I just want to cry. So much like you said, Jody, abundance of love coming between us. So, yeah, thank you. I had to tell that story. I thought it was kind of funny.
Vieta, you are such a wise woman, and that's why I really wanted to do you know, to share her thoughts first since I know you well. For anybody who's listening in or catches this on the rerun, we did a show for Mother's Day last year about stop being the victim and reclaim your power. I've listened to it twice. Just going to tell you, Vienna's very wise, and she has some very, you know. Listen,
you know, I felt something else when, Vienna, when you were talking about your son and how he meditates, and when he comes out of meditation, I immediately, of course, thank you, Spirit, it went directly into what Jody ended up saying, but your son is also looking to you. He doesn't necessarily consciously know, like he's not going in his mind and saying, oh, I'm going to watch my mom and see what she does or see how she acts. He is. He's observing you, and those times that you experience like that, it's because you're affecting him in such a positive way, and that is also affecting his relationship with his children. So just what Jody said, and you, I can feel your spirit, and I'm so glad to have met you right now on the show, because I feel so warm and fuzzy with you here.
Yay, we're sister. We're developing these great sisterhoods. I'm so glad to meet you, too. So thank you, ladies, so much for all that you're doing to change this earth and change human and raise our consciousness. That's what you're doing. So thank you both. Love you both. And have
love
a great
you
show.
Too, yeah.
Love you, Dolly.
So
you.
We have a lot of callers already, but want to make sure that I just don't bring you on. There's 773-366-773-487. If you do want to, we'll have a couple commercials here. Here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelle C. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repair Broken Families with Melody and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategy with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Wellness, giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Hi, Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping her create a food and medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports business and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, last commercial. There we go.
Welcome to Click, where customers by Cher and Earth. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickLick. On QuickLick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her product with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickLick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura sees a unique point that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases the Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin in quick cash as well. But QuickLink is more than just your typical or affiliate platform. QuickLink rewards customers' sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica knew QuickLink makes, Laura will earn a deal quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica transfer their quick cash balance to the bank at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she has only spent marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
All right. Let's bring on another caller, 312-721. Before I do that, everyone just move your ears away. If you have AirPods on or air, you know, any type of earbuds, I'm going to clear energy with my chimes. And so just protect your ears for a moment. Last one didn't count. So we're going to bring another caller, 312-721. We'd like to get your name and where you're calling from. And Dan Rising.
Yes, Dan Rising. This is Naima from Chicago. I was on the 773-366 line, but I was getting interference on the phone, so I switched to my other business line. So here I am calling from Chicago.
Yes.
Naima.
Thank you for calling in. So Naima is our executive producer. She thinks that I'm looking gorgeous today.
Of course you are.
I feel like one last night. I think I'm also traveling the last 3 weeks. Sleeping so well.
Yeah, well, you're holding up fantastic. Yes. So can you all hear me okay?
We can hear you great. Can you hear her well, Michelle?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you. Nice to meet you, Naima.
Yes, well, I'm just so impressed. You know, I was debating back and forth, should I call in, should I not call in? Because, you know, I have a lot of questions and things like that. But you all did such a fabulous job with Viata. I said, well, okay, well, I'll call in with my question because my business partner and I, we've been through a lot over the last 13 years and are looking forward to growth and development and, you know, great ideas. You know, but I know that I'm struggling with a lot of things, you know, maybe a low energy. I have all these wonderful things I'd love to do, but I find that I don't have the physical energy that I need to manifest the projects that I want to see done that I know would have a great impact. And so I don't know if my physical, it's like I have 3 hours out of the day that I can focus, and then after that it's like my body shuts down. And I don't know if that is triggered by an emotional response to to issues. I don't know if it's a physical situation. I don't know if it's an internal thing because, you know, we're all kind of going through this transformative period on the earth. I don't know what it is. I just know that all of a sudden my energy is gone, and I want us to be able to prosper, but I'm wondering what's happening with me. Why am I shutting down as if almost like I'm about to transition out of here, but I know it can't be because I got so much to do. So, you know, maybe you can give me some insight on that.
Mm-hmm. Jody, would you like me to start?
I would, because I know you're very
good. Yeah. So, Naima, one thing that as soon as you started speaking, I heard expansion. And so I see great things with your business, and I see that that's your vision for that as well. And I can feel your frustration because of your physical, what you described as physical limitation. There's a couple of things. I'm going to let Jody speak to this because I don't have any medical expertise at all, but I heard the word adrenal. So, but I also feel like you have so many different energy coming at you. I feel like you did a clearing. Spirit is telling me to say the word focus for you. I feel like not only are a lot of energies coming at you, but you do a lot of things or combining your body to try to do a lot of things at once. And we are not women. You're trying to be multitaskers, believe it or not. As women, we think we are, and a lot of times we do try to put it to play, but it can exhaust us very, very quickly, as we all experience. But what I'm feeling too is focus on one thing at a time. Prioritize the thing that you would like to see happen, that you'd like to manifest. Because when you're trying to manifest all sorts of things at once, they get jumbled up. And so focusing on one thing, so I was being prioritized, if you take up the thing that you want the most or you feel the most needed or the most aligned this time, work on that first. And at the same time, maybe clearing some of those lower line energies. I'm seeing a lot of, I got a vision of like, you know, in Charlie Brown, and is it Linus that has, no, Linus has a bucket, a pig pen, all of that dirt, that is a vision I'm seeing around like your lower body. Like there's just a lot of stuff. Maybe there's a lot of other people's expectations that you're feeling being on you. Also, I'm feeling like you put some expectations on yourself that really need to be released. There are things that you feel like you need to do or need to accomplish, or you see other people doing them, so you go, oh, I need to do that to be successful. No, you don't. You stay in your own lane. You are a glorious warrior is what I just heard.
And
so you stay in your own lane. You be you. You don't have to look at others for, I'll say direction. Of course, we can look to others for inspiration, but those expectations that you're putting on yourself because you see other people doing something, let those go. Once you let those things go and do some clearing of those low-lying energies, you're going to feel a relief, a peace. You're going to feel like you're 35 again. I don't know how old you are. I would like to feel like I'm 35 again. I actually feel a lot younger than I am, so I'm very blessed. But I think you're going to feel so revitalized, not only in your physical, but in your emotional and energetic being as well. So expansion is coming. Clear out those low-lying energies and release those expectations you have put on yourself or that you've taken on from others?
Naima? Are you still there, sweetheart?
Did we lose her?
I don't know. I think so. Double check the blog talk. Look, she's there. It says hold time zero, so maybe she got off.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm looking on two different devices. Okay, yeah. So I was watching on Facebook because the sound was clearer, which is a little delay from the phone. So can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes. So that sounds absolutely right. I always tend to take on more than I should. You know, they bite off more than you can chew. You know, cup overflowing, you know, plate too full. You know, I guess that's a lifelong habit that I have to stop. You know, overburdening myself. And I was even reading, I think Louise Hay, her book, and she talks about the correlation between different physical ailments, and I'm always having back problems. And one of the things I read was that that's a sign that, you know, you're carrying too much of a load, and that's what that your body
yes,
trying to tell you.
I have that book right next to me. I keep that in the hand all the time. I was having some back pain as well, and it was on my right side, and I was led to the fact that I was too much in my feminine energy, and needed to get into my masculine. So that was, it really is a great love that we all three have that handy.
Yes.
So,
wow.
One of my friends gave the book because, you know, like we all need it. So, you know,
absolutely.
I'm going to, I want to be ginger with what I want to say because I have such love and admiration for you, Naima. Using source energy, I've been trying to share that with you for months now, and which is why I want you to look at getting someone to support you for the show, an intern. Your heart is so huge. Michelle, what you don't know is that Naima is so tall, and when she walks into a room, it's not her height that takes over the room, as you might expect, but it's her aura. She's a huge heart. She's a walking ball of love. And so the mess that you saw, Michelle, Naima, do you want to share with that message? Now? I'm not going to say it on the radio, unless you want to. She's probably listening at me.
Wow. Well, you know, let me turn on the... Wow. Well, you know, there's the physical manifestation of my mental state, which manifests in clutter in my environment. So
that's why I was smiling when you were just like, oh my gosh, she is so spot on. I'm not it's so important, Michelle, that you do, my friends. I mean, I type in afterwards, but you know, you can't make it up when it comes from somebody else, right? And then just,
I can't make
right.
up. I can't remember the name at first.
So, yeah, you definitely hit the nail on the head, right. And that needs to really be my priority, clearing that first, because everything else is going to emanate from that. But I really can't be effective doing anything until that is removed. You're right.
Absolutely. That was what I was feeling, that all of those low-lying energies, it's just clutter. Yeah, I couldn't even pick up on any one particular thing because there was just a bunch of stuff. That's how it felt to me, so that makes perfect sense.
So what I'm hearing, yeah. Naima, this is really a really important message for you, is contribution.
Low-lying energy. I couldn't even pick up on any particular thing because there was just a bunch of stuff.
Really, really important.
Are you able to mute? Okay. So, contribution is the word that Spirit is telling me. They said, Naima, you have contributed your whole heart and to the world for your entire life, and it's time to let people give to you. It's time to let people give their time to you. Let them show you how they can help you create stillness and peace and eliminate chaos, and let the world support you. Let them give back, is what they're saying. Naima? Toggling.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That is true. That is true. And, you know, that the compulsive giving that I've done probably, as you said, all my life, all my adult life, you're right, it needs to stop because it has overwhelmed me. And, you're absolutely right. That is it.
They're saying to balance. You don't want to stop giving because it's a huge part of who you are, but they're asking you to balance it out by allowing people to contribute to you so you don't lose your energy and you don't give everything away. The piece of you that needs to stay intact.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because, I think that's why I was drawn to tell you about my lower back. That's why you brought up the Louise Hay book, and that's why I was able to tell you about my back problems, because it is a balance between the masculine and feminine energies of doing and being, of giving and receiving.
Yes, balance. Well, I thank you so very much for the clarity of your vision. So I've got to work on that impulse to overdo.
Robinson said, yes, Louise Hay's book, like the Bible. And Deborah said, wow, I feel as though Naima and I are having similar challenges, but I'm having challenges even focusing. And she continues to say, what? We are multitasking? Stop multitasking. Deborah, you're going to have to call into the show, Dolly, and we can, speak to that. So we are at 10 minutes to 9, and we're going to go to commercial in 9 minutes. And so if there's somebody who wants to call in and get your spiritual reading, your intuitive reading, please call into the show. The number is area code 515-605-9325. Once you call in, we want you to press the number 1 to speak, and the hand is going to go up on my side. So I'll see if you want to speak, and then we'll, we'll take people in order. But and looks like so we're just waiting for another call. Let me ask you a question, Michelle. Most, a lot of people right now, I mean, make a statement first. A lot of people right now are spiritually awakening.
do you want to share spiritual awakening like? And how did you know you were spiritually awakening? Did you figure out after the fact like I did?
Yeah. Different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So the brief version would be, as I've said, I've had this since I was little, and then I put them away in my teen years after an experience that scared me. And I was raised in church, so I was raised in a religious and spiritual are two very different things. And so I learned, you know, the do's and the don'ts, the right and the wrongs, if you will. There was always something inside me that questioned different things. I've always been pretty much a rule follower, so I didn't have a necessarily rebellious spirit. There was always just something inside that said, oh no, that doesn't make total sense. You know, some of the things that I grew up learning. And I had an experience why God, the God that I knew then, would not allow my marriage to be fulfilling. And fast forward, I made the very tough decision to remove myself. And that was, it was not received at all by anyone close to us. But what that did for me was free me of the mental chains. And what happened during that was kind of honestly blamed the God that I knew. And so I stopped talking to that God. I was very hurt, and I didn't want to have a relationship with that God. So about 2 years after that, my awakening wasn't one of these, you know, some people in accidents or, you know, something huge happened to them. That didn't happen. It was a looking back at, oh, that happened. That led me to this, that led me to this. And now I'm here because of all of these things. And then I was awake and I realized I was. And then I realized, oh, now I'm not mad at God anymore, because now I actually have a relationship with the true God. And for me, it's not the one that I heard about growing up. It is a very different relationship now. And so that was really what opened me back up to not only receiving my gifts again, but the different lessons. And you know, when negative things happen in our lives, often we want to, as humans, just, you know, jump on that the negative bandwagon and say, well, this isn't going right, so, you know, I'm gonna shut down or whatever. No, I opened myself up to those things because I understood then that those were the ways, those were the things that were put in my life to help me grow. So I started asking the question, why is it happening for me? Why is this happening for me?
For me.
And
for
yeah,
me. I just want everybody
me.
Hear this. She didn't say to me, she said for me.
Yeah. And when we look at things that way, I don't see things as good or bad anymore. Everything that happens for me is good,
right?
Because there is always a lesson. So that
was my awakening. And I will say, as far as my gifts of clairvoyance, clairs, you know, mm-hmm. seeing things, hearing things, smelling things, feeling
tasting.
Things. I'm sorry?
Tasting things, because I know you taste.
You know, I, that does not happen very often. That's one that doesn't happen very often. The smell and taste don't happen very often, but everything else happens all the time.
You're like the first of two people, and I met you first, and then I met the next person like a week later. Taste things. I don't taste things. I smell things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That taste thing was really wild. It was wild, but it was super cool at the same time.
Yeah.
It was bubble gum. It wasn't like it was something nasty.
Right? There you go.
Yeah. So I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
It's kind of a long way to say
no,
it.
No, it's great. Let me just see. We have another comment here. It says, yes, yes, yes. The relevant question is, why is this happening for me, not to me? Right? Because if you say it's happening for me, it's empowering you as a human to grow, learn, and rise up, and then take on with great tenacity the things that are presented before you. If you say, why is this happening to me? You have now disempowered you. You are a victim and a mentality. And it's just a different mindset. And I read the other day that mindset is no longer luxury. It is a necessity for life. Right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So mindset is everything now, people. I'm going to see if we have any callers, and it's 2 minutes before commercial. So if you are listening and you have a commercial, you know, probably be back in a couple of minutes, and we're going to ask you to call in, and the phone number to call into is 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. You can speak to Michelle Froge, the Rockstar Coach, Jody Susan of Self-Care. Say that three times fast. I don't think I can even say it that fast. And we'll give you, you know, you'll achieve a breakthrough in your health. I mean, really, because it's your spiritual health, your financial health, your mental health, you know, your financial health. You know, we cover all things. So let's put a couple commercials here real quick, and we'll see you in a couple. Here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to a big conversation with a team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Joe Nod. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Lee and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soul Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Being with Vista. Saturday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Best Strategy with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire Relationship. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mom D. Join us Thursdays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
All right, we are back. That last commercial is for Fluffy, which is focused on force energy and the frequency of love and over the longitude and latitude of your home. And they also put the frequency of Shungite over the longitude and latitude of your home. So you got love and some Shungite. What Shungite does, it neutralizes all those EMFs and some of the little nasty things, too. I even put it in my water so I get, you know, it's amazing. I'm not going to go into all the details on that. But, you know, I will say this, that if accessing force energy is important to you, cleaning up your diet is critical. And your diet includes your water. It includes the people that you are exposed to. It includes the food that you eat, the air that you breathe. It's all other things and more. And so when you start looking at all the chemical interferences in life, pray to God. It's just that simple. It's so simple. You just have to want it bad enough to manifest it. When you become laser focused on what you really want, quite frankly, I just know that you can have it. I sent out an email campaign last night announcing this show, and I also, at the very end, welcomed everybody to 2022. And in that welcome, I said, I didn't share the whole story, but I did share that, all you have to do is really want, when you want to manifest something, you have to believe it, activate it, take the steps to create it, and it will appear. And why do I know this? It's not like I've only been doing this for 5 years, 6 years. My mother, every single day, told me this is my mindset. She told me, literally, if you want it, all you have to do is go get it. It's up to you, right? And so she had me believe about the possibility of me. So I think Michelle and I
well, the interesting thing is that we are all the time. You don't have to know or understand it, but you're doing it. Positive or negative, you are manifesting. We're talking about the Heal Your Body book. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will agree and they understand and they can identify with. And we're not getting paid for this. Maybe we should. a lot of people will agree that you can cause yourself to be sick, right? By the way you think, by your stress level, et cetera, all these things, by what you've taken. So why do people have such a hard time believing that you can also heal yourself, make yourself well? If we can make ourselves sick, we can make ourselves well. It's just another way of manifesting.
Yeah, I'm with you, sister. And that's what I did. The banner that's behind me, this was me as a bodybuilder, and it's about 185 pounds, and I weighed 125.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. I was a baby. And so I was misdiagnosed and put on medication because the doctor said you'd be a harm to other people if you did it. That sounds familiar?
Oh, quite familiar. Eerily familiar, actually. Mm-hmm.
So I gained over 100 pounds, right? And I did the first 50 in 2 weeks. This lasted for 2 decades.
Oh.
And then reclaimed my health when I almost died in 2013. And that was my spiritual awakening. My mother, who had passed in 2010, and my dad had just passed in August of 2012, so about 18 months apart. And I went on disability for 3.5 years. So So it took me 3.5 years to reclaim my health and get back to work. You got it, right? God can give you anything you can't handle. Do you want to take it on and reclaim your health? You know, call me, call Michelle. We got your back. So let me see if we have callers. I've got all the tabs open to run the show. So we have callers.
Are you multitasking?
I have no choice. I need an assistant. I do know that within the next 60 days, so I'm still finishing up my vision board, but I will have support the show. Just I think Facebook is 6 viewers. That right? Let's see. Yeah. So that's we have 3 on Facebook, 3 on YouTube, and we have several on Blog Talk. So I don't know what's on the show, but the other streams, I don't get that feed. What I want to say is if you want an intuitive reading, now call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We would love to hear from you. See if we have any. We got a call, and I recognize this man. Hold on. Yay! Andrew, come
on. Good morning. Michelle?
Great morning, Andrew. We now share the same last name. That's why I have to here to have my email.
My connection is kind of bad, so I hope. Yeah.
I don't get to do the reading. So.
Right. I didn't want. I was a little bit scared that Michelle is gonna pipe into your energy, Joe. So my reading might be gotta clear yourself, and I'll clear mine as well.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna clear your energy real quick. So the first thing I'm gonna do is that you're listening and you got ear pods on or anything, you protect your ears. Here we go. And I'm going to do one other thing. There's a great store in Marietta, Georgia. It's called Heartful and Art, and I bought this from, and it's a great clear reading in our eyes. Okay, we're here. And Michelle, as Andrew's asking his question, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to bring two other spirit guides in the form of my birds.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, they're channels. They're amazing. So talk among yourselves. Go ahead, Andrew.
So Michelle, I'm grateful to meet you, and I know that Jody's so excited that you're on the show, and everyone else who's listening is as well. Tell me, I'm potentially going through a career transition, maybe a change may be happening soon. That's kind of the feeling, the intuition that I get, but I'm not positive about what that might look like. And I wonder if you had insights into what this is probably near term change. Wonder what you might see. I'm with Jody here. I'm in Smyrna, Georgia. That's where we are right now. And just wondered what your insights were.
Yeah. So the energy that I am picking up on is beautiful yet frustrating, because the energy is you can have whatever you want. If you want to change, you absolutely can, and it will be prosperous for you. If you would rather stay where you are, and let me see,
They're saying if you stay where you are, you can go just as far. You just have to tweak some things, some structures where you are now would need to be changed in order to prosper and be completely fulfilled staying where you are now. But if you want to take the leap, they're giving it to me, the leap to make the change, you certainly can, and that will be rewarding for you as well. So it's beautiful because you have options. We always have options, and we are the ones that need to make the choice. I am getting that there's no wrong answer for you. If you stay or if you go, it is perfect for you and you will prosper either way. But it's a matter of asking yourself and really sitting in the energy of what lights up. What is the thing that when you lay your head down at night, you say to yourself, you know what, above all else, this is what excites me. This is what I feel like my soul is telling me to do for the world.
Wow.
So, if you're feeling that there's one that's speaking to you in that way over the other, but if there is, that's your answer.
Right, right, and thank you. And so it's even within the same company. So I'm been asked to transition because I moved out of one role that I was doing, and being considered for maybe for two others. And I really feel that my contributions can be made most highly in one of them, which is more of a national role, and a national events and publicity role. That's where I feel that I can make the biggest impact on the company. And that's, as you said, that's what I'm manifesting. That's what I think is the next step for me. And so I'm really believing whole heart and soul that that's it for me. That's the one.
Yeah, I just got chills. My hair on my arm standing up when you said that. So I feel that that is definitely the direction that
good,
your soul
good,
wants
good.
To.
Good. Thank you for that. And I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Drew.
Well, that's amazing. I wouldn't have articulated it any different, and actually you did it better.
Because I don't know him. Look at those babies.
So you want to this is Tinker Bell. They are both Tinkerbell is a sunbunnier and Tigalot is a white bellied kite. And they are both what's called griffins in channeling, manifesting. They guide us. Both Andrew and I are animal communicators. And we know exactly what they're telling us and when. They get really chatty. Hold on a second. And when they get really chatty, it's thank you, huh?
And what does that mean?
Well, we have a new, I got that ring light here yesterday. So I think she's a little thwarted by it. So let me just tell you what that is, Pink. Take that ring light is just a light bulb. It helps mommy. Seen on this video screen. It's nothing to be afraid of, and it's a friendly thing, but probably not a good purging site. Thank you. Are you okay with that now? Okay, you want to just put on mommy's shoulder to say safe. And both of these girls were traumatized, and them both healed. So. And they are a gift. I mean, they are a gift to our family all day. And what do you think? Really? Okay. Andrew Calhoun, I hope you're still listening. Your daughter, and Andrew, you are a master manifester. I love it. Wow.
I love it.
We have another caller, 505-606. I'm going to pull you on here real quick. I just want to finish what Fagla has to say. Fagla, what are you saying, honey? Oh, that's called. And she loves Dan. Oh, and me too. Thank you. I love you. I love you. Okay, so we're bringing 505-603. And if you do us a favor, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, thank you. My name is Ellen. I'm calling from Virginia.
Well, welcome. Thank you for calling, Ellen. How are you?
I am fine. I am fine. Thank you for having me.
Is this Ellen or Eleanor?
No, this is Ellen. E-L-L-E-N.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Ellen, what's your question today?
I don't know how to ask, but I don't know if I need to be more specific or not. But I just wanted to know, what do you see, what type of direction you see my life going in 2022? I put up a lot of protection for myself. I used to be a director for hospitals. I'm no longer doing that. I write children's books. I have about 7 out. I just moved to Virginia to spend more time with my grandchildren. My daughter just recently had some grandchildren for me. And I started my own online natural herbs and mineral business. It's fairly new. And
okay.
I am trying to go through a divorce. And it's going fine. You know, it's amicable. So far, those are some things about me.
Sure, that's awesome. First of all, thank you for sharing. Did you take down your shield, your protection, so I can go with your energy field?
Okay.
Thank you for that. Wow. You're a woman in action. Wow. You're a woman in action. You're not like speaking. You're not like just talking. You're like someone who's like, wow. You're like, wow. I just made up what I'm feeling. So, first of all, Spirit says you're totally on the right path.
I can't hear you. You're breaking up. Can you say that one more time?
Spirit says you're completely on the right path and that you're a master manifestor and leaving the hospital. And
I'm sorry. I missed that. I don't know why you're breaking up with me.
I think I know. Hold on. No. So, source spirit guides, please come in. I'm going to put your energy real quick. Could you make sure that your ears are protected? Because we're having
I have my earpiece in, but I can put you on speaker. I tried that, too.
Take it out for a moment. Take it out for a moment if I can put your energy. Energy. Any negative spirits? Okay. And then I want to bring in the guide, please. Bring in the guide. Any
appearances, we come up to God, and we participate in divine life.
Can you hear me now, Ellen?
I hear you. I can hear you right now.
Awesome. Mission accomplished. All right. So I feel so much love and passion. I want to ask you about your grandchildren and the books. Are these books about grandchildren for your grandchildren? Because there's some huge connection. And
well,
a little bit about
they're called the Pancake Kids. And so it's about 12 different children, a diverse group of children who, you know, share what they have in common is their love for pancakes. And on their T-shirt, they have their favorite flavor. And so it's just stories, you know, just their life stories, you know, life learning, life lessons, you know. And when I left corporate America, it just came to me. I started writing. I wrote about 24 of them. I've only published six or seven, but it just poured out of me. So just life lessons, different things, fun books for, you know, toddlers and things like that. But I'm about to try and write one for about my grandchildren. No, they want one. They want to be a part of the Pancake Kids. So.
How old are your grandchildren?
Pardon me? How old are they?
Yeah.
5 and 13 months.
Wow. Okay. So, first of all, I'm having a hard time because the love and passion is so overwhelming in your spirit. I feel like, and first of all, thanks for opening up. Got it. Do you still need to guard or not? Spirit saying you have such a huge spirit and such a huge passion. And they said that you don't need to guard your energy anymore, not to, like, let yourself be exposed inappropriately, your energy be exposed inappropriately. But they're saying you're in a very safe place. And your decision, the direction that you're, the step that you're taking now, I hear agent of change. That you are an agent of change, and that this is only the beginning for you. Love relationship coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
You got that too, right? Michelle is huge.
Immediately before she said anything, all I heard was love and love relationship. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I heard.
And that's great.
With, like, I'm being filled with this beautiful energy. And Sega, what are you trying to say? Powerhouse. Does the powerhouse resonate with you? Are you like a... Is that saying that, yeah, that you go and you get what you want, just you go, you get it. Is,
mm-hmm.
Ellen, does that connect with you?
Yes, yes.
Wow. And your energy is amazing. Michelle,
yeah, I'm astounded too because I only have a high school diploma and I've gone so far in life. I've been a lot of places. I really didn't have to need much of anything. It just comes to me. So I feel blessed. I do. But I also serve. I serve. I give. I share. And so that's my life.
Do you have a, I know you have a passion for children. That's obviously I can see that as well. Is there a dream?
Wait, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Say that one more time, please. You broke up. Say that one more time for me.
Sure. I know that you have a passion for children. Mm-hmm. Is there a dream or an opportunity that may have presented itself, or something just kind of been sitting in the back of your mind, as even if it's something that you thought, oh, that could never happen, or maybe you didn't think of it that way, but it was maybe something you thought just be a pastime, a hobby, something that you would do for fun that involved children?
I like reading my stories to them. I like, I thought about traveling and going to different libraries and having, or expanding the Pancake Kids, but I just said, no, you know, it's
yeah.
not as important as...
That's exactly what I saw you doing. So I'm seeing you, and I was thinking, like, I was remembering it on my, like, it was when I was in kindergarten, where the teacher was sitting on a chair and all of the students would be sitting on the floor, and she's mm-hmm. reading the book, you know, upside down and turning the, you know, the pages, and the kids mm-hmm. are all looking at the bright, colorful pictures. That's immediately what I thought for you when I asked you that question. I see you doing that. Like, that is... So you asked, what do we see for you in 2022? That is what I see for you. You are, because that's where your passion lies, and you are a master manifester, and it does come easily to you. And mm-hmm. this love and passion that Jody and I are both picking up on, the passion and the love are both for the children and these
yes,
books.
I love children.
That are birthed out of you. The stories that are birthed out of you are, it's so sweet. It's like you almost put yourself in the spirit of like a 3 to 6 year old. And you mm-hmm. write as if you are 3 or 6 years old, somewhere in between there, because you mm-hmm. kind of start to embody that. And what happens is when those stories are read or told to the children, they resonate perfectly with them because it's like they're a friend. And that mm-hmm. is where mm-hmm. you have great, great impact. Because they understand that. You're not trying to teach them a lesson on a level that they don't grasp or point to say that this is wrong. You're giving these lessons in a way that they think is fun and that they would say themselves. So I absolutely mm-hmm. see you doing this. Almost like a book tour. Also
thank you.
Libraries or bookstores.
No, but around the world.
Definitely.
This is not a USA thing. I'm so sorry to interrupt. This is not a USA thing. This is around the world. And I see you on national television. And I see you like, and I don't know, I don't watch TV really, but I'm sure that's the kid show. And I see you on the show. Like, doing what Michelle says.
Oh, wow.
This is huge. Wow,
I do too. I feel like the diversity
wow.
that is in your book, you want children to feel loved and cherished and accepted
yes.
exactly as they are. And they receive that. They understand and feel that from your book. And that's why I, too, think it's international, because you are showing, it's almost like you're putting you're walking your talk, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
going there,
mm-hmm.
you're meeting them where they are in their world and showing them that they are just as important, just as worthy as
mm-hmm.
anyone else all across the world.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Michelle, there's a yes and to this. So, Ella, so you
mm-hmm.
have... You graduated high school, but you didn't go to college, right?
No.
There's something about there's a big message about being who you are and not having to have higher education and still rise up.
Yep. Yes, I got that too. Yep.
So, and you know, I'm really glad you called, Ellen. My father was kicked out of high school as a sophomore and was a very, very successful man by the time he was 20 or 19, actually. And so my brother is a famous photographer and never went to college. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I sat on the board at my high school, kept telling them, you need to find people right about not going to college. It's not for everybody. Not only that, you can have huge success without it.
Mm-hmm.
So you are here to, you are that action. Just by virtue of what you're doing and that you're writing and who you are being. And they're focusing on the being. Like who you are being, Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Give people the freedom to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not just locally. I'm here worldwide. And it's not worldwide in this year. We're talking 2 to 3 years out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is laying the groundwork for that year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Wow. I got a lot of work to do.
See, they said you're totally, they said don't pressure yourself. You're doing all the things anyway. This is not to pressure you. This is to let you know that you're perfect who you are, what you are, and how you're doing. And they said, don't pressure yourself. You're doing all the right things. And because you're a master manifestor, it's all that comes through. Just keep on doing exactly what you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard it's wonderful. Not work. It's not work. It's joy. It's ease.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
That was fun.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to commercial. Ellen, thank you so very much for calling in. We're grateful.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to close up right to commercial. We have to go together. Yeah, right? And, like, kudos for strengthening. So we're going to, we have the other caller. We'd love to have you hand. All you have to do is press the number one to speak. While we're waiting for you to come up with your question, I'm going to run a few commercials and give you time to formulate your thoughts. So here we go.
Invigorating conversation with our team hosts Monday, Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start the week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with LLC. Tuesdays, Self-Focus with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing and Families with Diane Mullady. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Jody. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Data. Saturdays, tune in 12 a.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Best Strategy with Don. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire Relationship. Third Saturday, Brown with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, with Sandy. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. And in comments, 515-605-9025. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
I'm going to run another commercial. It's quick fix. And I'm going to ask the audience to pay particular attention to the commercial. It's very dear to my heart. It's going to provide people with great abundance. It's a e-commerce site that likely it's not alternative. We're just pulling out a beta test, and you can either put your products on the site and sell them. There is no fee to be on this site as a consumer or as a vendor. But as a vendor, you get to pay people a small commission. So instead of, you know, the markup that you pay to the food, pay that little markup to consumers. And then consumers they buy your product, they share your product, and when their friends buy the product that they share, they also get paid. And nobody has to pay a monthly fee, a yearly fee. There's no cost to join. You just buy the products that you like, and you get paid for it. So I'm going to let you see this because it's so cool. And so if you want to put a product or service on the site, I encourage you to reach out to me. And if you want to learn more, we're coming out of beta test. We should be accepting and going, you know, and we're in 80 countries. I should mention that. We're in 80 different countries with 33 unique patents. I'll just show this commercial and then we'll move forward.
Where customers can buy Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn an additional for earning exponential. But she doesn't have to worry about cost. She is only today at quick.com.
We are back, and I just want to show some comments from Facebook. So Joy Seagar, I hope I'm not destroying your lesson. It is universal. Amen. I agree. You do not need man's created education. True freedom is available for all. Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. We thank you, Joy. Grateful for you sharing your thoughts, participating in the show. If you want to call in, we would love to give you a reading if you're interested. And she also says, how do you get open or closed doors? She does not receive without credentials, they feel you should have sometimes, you know, call in. Please call in. We can talk about that. So call in at 515-605-9325. And let's help you with this. And I wanted to say, you know, so Michelle and I do this for a living. And if you'd like to reach out to Michelle and hear Michelle for what she does, you can go to her website, which is rockstarcoach.org. You can email her at myrockstarcoach@gmail.com. You can go to her Facebook page, which is The Rockstar Coach. I was drawn to go to an event. I really didn't want to go. It was kind of a bad day for me. Anyway,
just a little bit.
But I was told to go in, and the gift for going was Michelle. So so glad I listened to Spirit.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, right. So, but if you are, we don't really have anybody raise their hand right now. You know, Michelle, do you want to answer, you know, without having her verbally on the phone? We probably do.
Yeah.
Go for it.
You know, this is an interesting question because I fall into the same category as Ellen and your father, Jody, and your brother. I did not go to college. I didn't graduate college. So, you know, a lot of people have made me feel, I've allowed myself to feel less than because of that. I, however, was a very, very successful businesswoman in a previous career for almost 20 years. The people that are aligned with you don't ask those questions. Because really when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter and they know that. If you're sitting across and I'm gonna maybe say if this is an interview, so I'm not sure what context you're asking this about, but if it was an interview, there are definitely ways you can get asked that question. First of all, they wouldn't have had you come in for the in-person interview or the Zoom video interview if there wasn't something about you or your resume or your experience intrigued them. So number one, you can look over that immediately. If there was something else, and something else is you. It's the core of who you are. What you've done in your life, it's who you are, it's your soul, it's your character. Those are the things that really matter in life. And so if they happen to ask the question because they feel like it's necessary, you know, to be a good boss or whatever, they have to ask the question, just tell them. You know, first of all, tell them the truth. Why did you not go? And secondly, then you tell them all of the experience that you gained by not going. Because I tell you, I have so many of my friends that have gone to college. They've got multiple degrees. And so many of them, and I'm sure you've heard the same thing, say really the best thing that they got of going to college was the experience of the relationship, of learning how to be an adult, you know, learning how to be okay out from under mom and dad's roof, you know, being out there on their own. So those are the experiences that they really took away for the most part, unless you're, you know, doing you to have certain type of education. But you can get that from a training school. You can get that online. You can grow and learn and educate yourself, you know, post-college, even if you went to college. So I think that we, the ones that didn't go, we put more emphasis on it than others do. And if the others are, then you just show the experience you've received by not going. And you have 4 more years, sometimes 5 or 6 more years, of practical life experience than someone who actually went to college. So that's what I would say to that.
So, Michelle, we have another caller, but I want to also add to that. So, Joy, here's the thing. I'm highly credentialed. Okay? I'm a nutritionist. I have a corporate wellness certificate. And I don't know. And I'm certified at Left Two Life University in essential oils. But it's interesting. My greatest gift is what I'm doing right now, which is my intuitive reading. And I don't have any credentials for it other than God. So, oops. So what did that do?
Yeah.
What did that do? So the other, and I needed the education because my self-esteem was in the toilet. So I've often felt that education is, especially a 4-year degree,
It's a degree, really perseverance. But some of us don't need it, and some of us do. And so I needed it. I, like I said, my self-esteem was in the toilet. And so, but I'm, it's funny because I'm so credentialed, but I'm not an advocate for school. Because I get that some people didn't need it. And so stand in your power. Stand in who you are. Stand in your gifts. I suggest doing a vision board. And I prefer doing it on PowerPoint, personally, or Canva or something, just because I manifest so fast. I'm allowing me to switch, but if you're more comfortable with, you know, drawing it or using cutouts from magazines, do what calls to you, okay? And create for yourself what that vision is. And you will start to attract those people that just don't care. And if you're making yourself less than wrong for going to an interview for not having it, that's what you're going to get. But if you can go in there, I suggest actually doing Strength Finders. It's a small book. I think it's like $20 to take the test. And they show you what your strengths are. And you go in with that. People really don't care where you've been. They care what you're doing now, and they care who you are and what you're being. So that's my thumb on that. I'm going to bring on our next caller, and the number is 773-885. To get your name and where you're calling from. And we're
Good morning. I know you only have a few more minutes. Okay. 773-885.
Yes, thank you
so very, very much. I'm just really, I guess you
already
know this
from the top.
Oh, I think
it's open up the mic cord.
It's
got your audio going.
My audio is breaking up.
Zach, I'm Joy. Can you hear me now?
Oh, Joy.
Oh, Joy. Yay.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes, yes. Quite a delight listening to you, ladies, and it's such a...
Can you clarify anything?
I'm very encouraged by your words. Your bird is so active. I got to try to catch him in between his tweets.
Can I have a minute? They're trying to talk to you. Hold on.
He wants to be a part of the conversation. He definitely is.
So, Tinkerbell, what do you want to say to
Tinkerbell?
To you, Joy, you are a rock star. And Love, what are you saying? She's saying you're a very powerful woman. Stop doubting yourself.
Yeah, thank you. You know, for so many years, I couldn't even accept my name because it was, you know, as soon as I start talking about Joy, I said, oh, that's your name. That's why you do it. So I refrained from even using Joy too much, you know. And now I'm past the centennial, so now I realize that I've cut myself short in so many ways. But one of the things that, I agree, to be able to go and to embody who you are and the fullness of it, it does allow you to rise above a lot. But, you know, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know your – if you haven't taken ownership for that, you haven't taken ownership, and you cannot find information that supports how you feel, you know, because in my community, it's just starting to awaken where, as one of you were saying, this strength book, you know, I'm gonna get that book, Strength, and because we don't have that information, and And it just leaves you sort of just like being a leaf in the wind, you know. Because when I do my writings and I present the writing, they say, well, where are you getting this from? Where are you getting it from? And all I can say is from myself. And they'll say, no, you're getting it from someplace. And no, it's not. It's coming from me. So I'm always have been challenged with trying to express that unique, you know, legitimacy of my own flow. And it can kind of be weary. But I'm encouraged.
What do you do, Joy?
Well, right now, I'm a minister. I'm a minister, and I was called for the Emancipation Proclamation. I also was called for bringing in the spirit of mothers, and I work with children. I have a called Melody of Joy Institute, and so I have a number of things that are community related and empowering people, but in organizations. But for some reason, I'm still tripping, and I'm not advancing the way I feel that I can, and that is a concern for me because I believe that I'm still dealing with some unworthiness somewhere in tripping, and I need to get out of that.
Yeah, Joy, what I was feeling, I was hearing, stop doubting yourself. You have some, since you were little, you've always kind of hidden in the background, whether it was physically or just emotionally. You've dimmed your light. You've allowed your light to be dimmed. And now you are allowing yourself to be in the spotlight more, but you are still not embodying that 100%, which is what you're feeling. You're physically now out there and being seen, but you still have the that little girl, that inner child that's telling you that, who are you? Who are you to think that you can do this, to sit on this stage, to be a spokeswoman for women, mothers, children, to be a guide to others. And because that girl didn't feel worthy, she's continuing to send those messages to your current self. So there's this inner child healing that I would suggest would be helpful for you. And that is going to open that line right up for you. Because once you go to her, that child, and give her what he needs, she's going to blossom. She will no longer be in your left ear telling you you're not good enough. You will be able to, you know, proverbially hug her and give her the love and the support and the encouragement that she needs, and then bring that into your present day. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does. You're right on point, because I was going through something a few days ago in a burning bowl. And I mean, just out of the clear blue, as I was putting the pen to the paper, just all of a sudden, my hands just started writing across the paper, you know, the words that my mother spoke to me. And I said, wow, what is this coming down here? And it was that my mother would always say, oh, you know, your mouth's going to be the death of you, you know, because you're always talking, or you're just like a cow, give a good bucket of milk and knock it over. And so I know I did not consciously think of these things. And among the station that I had, it just came out in the paper. I don't know if anyone has experienced that, to just put the pen down on the paper and it just writes itself. And and that let me know that there was something in my childhood that had not been resolved, that I thought had been resolved, but it's still there. And
I'm going to type in here. We only have a couple minutes left on the show. So there's two things. One, Regula said to own your power. Number two, I heard, are you listening? praying to your spirit guide?
Can you repeat that again, please? Because there's a breaking up. Yes, sure.
Are you listening to your spirit guide?
Yes. When you say spirit guide, that dwells within myself, is that what you're referencing?
Yeah, so the guides are ancestral.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That's another
story.
So I
wanted to be fixed out. And I can help you with that. I can even do context of this if you want to. But I switch out spirit guides because as we're transcending to a higher level of consciousness, we also just switch out our spirit guides, one that will serve us for now. And we're going to go probably about a minute over the show, but if you want me to do that for you, I can do that for you now.
I would be greatly appreciative of that as well as getting the number because I need, and it's amazing that you would say that because I was just speaking to my spouse about the spirit with the ancestors were coming to me the other day and it was coming across the waters and I said, wow, I've never experienced that, the spirit realm really coming towards me. I've experienced it with you, but something was happening in my life and you're on point with that as well. Thank you.
Let me do this. I've got, if you can see the screen, if you can because you're on Facebook, I have my phone number there. What I'm going to do is just real quickly, Michelle, do you have a couple minutes
I have a reading at 10:30, so I only have a few minutes.
I can do this in three. I have voice. Got it. So does she have the right? No. Okay. She has mute her current prayer guides that are no longer serving her highest good. And mute those other sources. Replace it with God's divine white light. Now bring in the spirit guides that will serve joy at her journey. Can you bring those, the best spirit guide for her now, for her highest good. Wow. Okay. Is that complete? Yeah. There's more that we can do. Your guides have been switched out. If you want to reach out to me, my number is 847-738-0242. Anybody?
Hold on. I hear 847.
847-728-0242. Put it in the Facebook thread, okay?
Okay, Facebook.
Yeah, so you comment on Facebook. I'll reply there.
Okay.
We want to also make sure that if you want to reach out to Michelle, you can follow her on Facebook. Go to The Rockstar Coach.
Okay.
You can email Michelle at myrockstarcoach@gmail.com. I have that on Facebook and on YouTube.
There's a lot of breaking up, and I'm in trouble. I'm going to do my best to get to the Facebook or the message to you. I don't know, we're having some issues with the connection here.
Okay, Joy, I have your number, so I can text you the information, okay?
Wonderful.
Is that okay
with you? That's
good. All right.
Thank you,
thank you so much. And we are closing the show. We're so grateful. Let me, Michelle, people can call you.
Yes, they do. They want readings, if they want help with the blocks. We've had a couple callers today that felt like they were being I would love for you to reach out if that speaks to you.
I love this. I met Michelle just a couple of weeks ago and was so inspired. And so I encourage everybody to reach out to Michelle. She's brilliant. She's intuitive. And when you blend a brilliant businesswoman and access to her energy at the same time, God,
the rock star. Watch out.
The rock star. Let me just run the ending of the show and get there. Here we go.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsanida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.